Hello?
Hello?
Hi, yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for taking the call, sir, and happy Thursday. My name is Richard, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Can you just provide me a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct a quick survey with you, sir?
Go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay. Your name is Jose, right?
Yep.
Thank you, Jose. And just one moment. You're in Wisconsin, right? Wisconsin. Thank
yep.
you very much. Okay. Now, what year that you were born, Jose?
57.
57?
Yep.
Thank you very much. And I know it's a long wait off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost going to vote? Will you probably vote? I'm sorry?
I will vote.
You will.
I will vote.
Thank you, Jose. Now, if you have to pick, what would you say what would you say is the most important issue facing the country at this moment, right now?
There's a bunch of them all together. I think fighting in wars that don't concern us, that's one. Giving away hundreds of billions of dollars to other countries when we can't even help our own people. That's number one.
Wow. Okay, I understand that. Thank you so much, sir. Okay, now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did
Trump.
You just, Trump. Okay. Thank you. And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there's no chances. Will you be voting for them? And 100 means that you definitely vote for them. For Joe Biden, what's your scale? What's your rating for Joe Biden?
Negative 1 million.
Thank you. And Donald Trump?
100.
Thank you. Okay. And thinking about the election this November, the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for Democrat candidate or Republican candidates in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. If the election of the U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Tammy Baldwin or Republican Eric Hobby?
Republican.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Sorry to say, but Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Thank you. Okay, please indicate whether you strongly agree or someone disagree, when it comes to President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Is it strongly agree or strongly disagree, sir?
Could you rephrase the question?
Sure. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you strongly agree for that or strongly disagree, sir?
Wow, that's a tough one, but I would disagree because, well, it doesn't make a difference because, right?
Yeah.
Just my opinion.
I understand that. Thank you, sir. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase of arrivals of migrants. Is it strongly agree or strongly disagree, sir?
Disagree.
Thank you. Now, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Strongly agree or strongly disagree, sir?
That's a goofy question, but I'm going to disagree.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree on this. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who has passed a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Is it strongly agree or strongly disagree, sir?
Agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for over 10 years who have passed a background check and are married to American citizens. Is it strongly agree or strongly disagree, sir?
I agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who have passed a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Strongly agree or disagree, sir?
Agree.
Thank you. This one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who have passed a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Strongly agree or disagree, sir?
Regardless of it, whoever's in office, I mean, if they've been here 10 years and they're working and they're productive, why not?
Yes, thank you, sir. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of these following programs related to immigration reform will you make more likely or less likely than this. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions. Most who have lived in the United States for over 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our country. Is it much more likely to you or much less likely?
To approve of it?
Yes. So they can work essential jobs and contribute to our country. To our economy, I'm sorry. What would you say? Is it much more likely to you or much less likely?
The problem you have is when you say they can't return to their countries.
Mm-hmm.
How many countries can you do that with?
I understand that, sir.
Right. You know what I mean? So, you know, if you're come, I mean, there aren't any countries that are at war except European countries.
Mm-hmm.
South American countries aren't at war unless you've got the cartel and all this other stuff, but
yes.
I don't know, it's a loaded question. So I'm going to say, I guess I agree.
Okay. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of migrants. Is it much more likely to you or much less likely to you, sir?
We keep talking about can't go back, so I
understand that.
I don't know.
Okay. Now, a program that keeps family together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Is it much more likely to you or much less likely to you, sir?
Again, we're talking, where do we draw the line?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
I understand when people come in with their family, but then there's the cousin, then there's the mom, and then there's this, and then that, and mm-hmm. it's a never-ending thing.
Yeah, I understand that's true. A program that puts family... I'm sorry?
Well, I was going to say, I can't go to Mexico illegally.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right.
The Constitution says you can't. The Mexican Constitution says you can't. So anyway.
Yes. I understand that, sir. So is it much more likely to you or much less likely?
I would say more.
Okay. A program that keeps family together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions. Most of who have lived in the United States over a decade are protected from deportation. Much more likely or much less likely, sir?
If it has to do with getting deported because they're here, blah, 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 because they can't go back, I'm going to say yes to just about everything. But then again, it's got to be a case-by-case thing. It can't be blanket.
Thank you. Okay. We're almost done with this here as well, and I really appreciate it for your valuable time. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, someone concerned, or a little concerned about what I'm just going to read to you. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Is it very concerned to you, a little concerned, or not at all?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community. Is it very concerned to you, little concerned, or not at all concerned?
I don't believe it, so I'm not concerned.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republican believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure borders and reform our immigration system. Is it really a concern to you? Little concern or not at all concern, sir?
Repeat that one more time. I'm sorry.
Sure. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system, sir. Is it very concerned to you? A little concern or not at all concerned, sir?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you.
They didn't need extra resources before. Why do they need them now? They just let everybody in.
I understand that. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Is it very concerned to you? A little concern or not at all concerned?
Concern.
Thank you. And Donald Trump and Republican has proposed an extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Is it very concerned to you? Little concern or not at all concerned, sir?
Repeat it again. I'm sorry.
Sure. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylums, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Is it concerning?
Is it very concerned to you? A little concern, not all concern?
It's a little concerning.
Little concern. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read. I'm going to read you different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if there's neither exactly right. Okay? Now, which approach comes closer to your own view when it comes to immigration, President Biden or former President Trump? It says, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border, and Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in the country. Which approach comes closer to your own view? Biden approach much closer, Trump approach somewhat closer, or Trump approach much closer, or Biden approach somewhat closer?
The problem is created by Biden, and I would be somewhat concerned with Trump.
With Trump. Okay, thank you. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you about this November election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
It would be Trump, probably.
Trump. Thank you. As best as you can say, do you probably know anyone who is undocumented in this country without papers, and what is your relation to them? Are you a friend, acquaintance, coworker, or family members?
I am an acquaintance and family member.
Thank you, sir. As a typically week, do you use any of these following sources to get your news and information? Instagram, Spanish language radio program, Fox News, Univision, Facebook, MSNBC, or TikTok, YouTube?
Instagram, Facebook.
No.
I don't watch a lot of news on TV anymore. Just too biased.
Thanks, sir. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Which country?
Yes.
Puerto Rico and Germany.
Germany. Thank you, sir. Okay. And where you were born, the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico?
Mainland.
Mainland. Thank you, sir. And whether either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country, sir?
My father was born in Puerto Rico.
Thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home, sir?
I'm the only one. I'm bilingual. Oh. I hablo español y hablo inglés.
Okay.
Hablo de todo.
Gracias. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican or what, sir?
I'm a conservative. I would think I was a libertarian, but there's there's no libertarian there, so I have to go with Republican.
Republican. Do you think of yourself as a closer Democrat or Republican Party?
When I was young, I used to think I was a Democrat until I started understanding what was going on.
Thank you, sir. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Some college.
College. Thank you so much. What is your religion, if any?
I don't have a particular religion, but I do believe in God.
Okay, I understand that. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, sir, can I just have your first name, sir?
My name is Jose.
Jose. Thank you, Jose. Now, Jose, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in the follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future, Jose?
Sure.
Thank you very much. So just let me tell you, Jose, I just wanted to say we already finished with your service. I just wanted to say thank you so much for your valuable and patience and your time here. Thank you very much. Hopefully everything changes. And your opinion is confidential, okay? It remains confidential. So I just wanted to say thank you
thank
so much.
You.
Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. Blessings to you and your family, sir. Thank you so much.
God bless you, my friend.
God
Take
bless
care.
You too, sir. You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.